I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Oh, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yes. Nice hand from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina.
A lot
Chesapeake,
of phones
Maryland.
Out. A lot of phones.
You know, I'm wondering.
We get pumped up when we're live.
Oh, yeah.
We sound even better.
Oh, are you kidding me? We sound amazing.
Man, it's got Sapp shaking in his shorts.
Oh, come on. That guy didn't know what hit him when he hears this. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you like watching right-handed pitchers or left-handed pitchers more? What do you think the response is on that, Ike?
Lefties.
What do you think the number is?
Let's go slightly, 58%.
It is 57.5%. Oh, there he is. There he is.
Oh.
I'm a righty guy. I became a righty guy as youth when I was watching Clemens and Gooden.
Yeah?
Those were righties.
Well,
hard-throwing righties.
So Clemens was my favorite growing up. Pedro I loved. And then obviously Doc took it over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Even Doc before Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gooden.
Yeah.
Doc Gooden was pretty damn good.
Don't remember 1986 Dwight Gooden.
Oh, he was something special.
I know.
That Uncle Charlie curveball.
Oh, man.
98-mile-an-hour fastball.
You don't see a good old-fashioned Uncle Charlie anymore.
No, and when you do... It is impressive. There's a couple of guys that have them.
Yeah.
But,
it became easier to hit.
Oh, really?
Because it doesn't change planes.
So like it just goes straight down
almost. Yeah, so everything now is, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's all that spin now. And Doc, it wasn't like a ton of guys throwing close to 100 back then.
Right.
You know, it was Clemens and Nolan Ryan and Doc Gooden.
I always want to know how hard they actually threw them. Because I think that the guns have changed.
The guns didn't come. Did they even have guns in the 80s?
They did, but it feels like the guns are higher now.
Yes,
the numbers
yes,
are higher.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I think they changed when it's calculated now.
I think it's closer to when they release it,
yeah.
Which makes the number higher.
And then back in the day, it was closer to home plate, I believe.
Right. So maybe the guys are throwing 103 now, but if you clocked them in 87, maybe they were only throwing 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
That's good talk.
Tim in Glenside. You're on WIP. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys?
What up, Tim?
What up, Tim?
Where is Josh Allen on that ridiculous Phil Sims list?
Chris Sims.
He's probably in top four.
He's in the top four, like on every other list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, like on every other list. Right. So, you know, I just happen to have Josh Allen's stats here next to Jalen Hurts' stats. And yeah, he threw 1,000 more yards, He had 150 more attempts, right?
Because because you understand the connection there, though, right?
Of course, because we got Saquon, we run the ball.
What? No, right? It's not just because they had Saquon, because you understand that that's not the real, like, that's not the whole reason. Like, you don't have to, you can make your point without being, like, you know, knowingly, like, ignorant about it. You know, you understand why they trust Josh Allen to throw the ball more than they trusted Jalen to throw the ball this year, right? I mean, he won the MVP.
He has 28 touchdowns. Jalen has 17, right?
But Jalen, you understand that's 50, almost 50% more.
Understood, but we also know that he gets that they stop on the 2 yard line and then they let the push push. He's got 15.
Do you think most of Josh Allen's passing touchdowns are coming 2 yards away from the end zone?
You can say that
Jalen's good, and you can say that he's great. You can say he's top three, top two, without making pretend that Josh Allen isn't good.
I'm not saying that he isn't good. I'm just saying that if you look at the stats, they're
not that far away. No. The stats are far away. You just said that Josh Allen threw for 1,000 more yards and 11 more touchdowns.
With 150 less attempts.
But you understand he has more attempts because he throws the ball better.
Okay.
Yes. It's okay. They won the Super Bowl. Right? Be happy. Don't be crazy.
I'm saying you're the one that's saying how tough it is for us to get back to the Super Bowl, Spike. You're like the reason we have we're called Mega Delta. Okay, we scored more points in the playoffs than anybody in history. Okay, we have a defense that didn't lose its number one defensive line, didn't lose its number one linebacker. Okay, is there a huge drop off of cornerback and safety? I don't think so. Okay.
You don't think so? You don't think Kelee Ringo is a big drop-off from how Darius Slay played last year? What? How many times have you watched Kelee Ringo play football where you could make that assessment?
Did we hear just here Elliot Park tell us how good Kelee Ringo looked in practice today?
In 707, 7-on-7 today, where they weren't wearing pads?
I'm saying that we've got a great system. We've got a great coach.
I know we do. We have a great coach and we have a great system that needs good players. Yeah.
Okay. So saying that we are going to have such a difficult time when we're the number one, the favorite in Vegas to go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl.
Tim, let me ask you this. Last thing, Tim. When a team wins the Super Bowl, how often do you think they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl the next year? Pretty often.
Yeah.
Okay, and how many times do they actually win the Super Bowl the next year?
Not very often.
Okay, thank you.
That was civil.
Yeah, I mean, like, 1,000 more yards is a significant number of yards, and 11 more touchdowns is a significant number of touchdowns. You can think that Jalen's better than Josh Allen, but you also have to acknowledge, like...
Yeah, I think that's the best point you made.
Yeah.
We don't have to do the whole Josh Allen stinks.
We don't. He's good.
Yes.
Got news for you.
Yes,
he's good.
Yes.
We
don't have to do that. So
he's not a choker.
Yeah.
He's good.
I get it. I get where everyone's like, well, those guys are there. Well, my guy isn't there. I'm more or less just put my guy in
the
there
group.
With those guys.
In the group.
Yeah, those guys belong in there. They're fine. Yeah, they're fine. I'm just saying, can my guy get in the group with them?
This is actually a really good collection of elite-level quarterbacks that they have right now, I think. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Burrow is a really good quarterback. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is obvious. Lamar Jackson has, I understand, the questions about him in the playoffs. Josh Allen's great player. It's a good collection of quarterbacks.
And Jalen's a great player,
And if you want him in there, I wouldn't, but I understand it. I get it. That's how I put it there.
That's a way to say it.
Yeah, but to say that, like, those two regular seasons last year between Josh Allen and Jalen, like, weren't the same.
No, one guy won why Josh Allen was MVP last year. Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. It's a fine thing.
I like how we just let Chuck's Patrick Mahomes being overrated go.
Yeah, well, kind of. What do you want to do? You can't fight them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where you're like, yeah.
And Quinyon's right. The best cornerback in the
yeah,
NFL.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is what they do.
I'm like, I like Quinyon.
Yeah,
man.
When he
I
does
like
that, it. He's putting you in a bad spot.
Yes.
He's making it tough on
not
you.
Not better than Patrick Surtain, man. The guy just won Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah,
but never trade for that guy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, especially not AJ Brown.
No.
Don in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Don?
What's going on, Jack, Spike? Hey, what's up?
What's up, Don?
What's up, Don?
First of all, let me get some ice juice.
A little late.
What did I do? Hello?
Yeah, well, you got the ice juice.
You got the juice.
Lock it.
My phone went out, yeah.
All good, all good.
Cowboy Jim's telling you to wrap it up.
Yeah. Get to the point. See? Cowboy Jim is a Spike disciple on golf. Yep.
Say, get to the point.
Real talk, Mike, man, you fell from Mount Everest to your face this year on the Jalen Hurts stuff. Like, really. Like, your Jalen Hurts point.
He really did.
It's over.
What did I do?
It's over now.
You smile.
After him winning that Super Bowl, whatever you say about Jalen is a wrap. I don't even care about that.
Okay.
And number two, Amazon. They got a donkey mask. $19. Next time Jack says that proven stuff, just buy it and put it on his head. Please. That was like some stupid stuff he said.
Well, that's not going to stop me from saying it.
Yeah, he's going to say it with a donkey mask.
Yeah.
For real. Like, these dudes are a bunch of losers.
Yeah, they're relentless, man. They're relentless.
Yeah.
Bunch of losers. Right. They put up all these stats and all that. They can't get nowhere. They can't
Oh, yeah, they all stink.
Yep.
Yeah, they all stink.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they're all losers. Stink. They could never possibly win games with this situation. Yeah.
What's Jalen's record versus Baker?
No, I just want to throw this at y'all.
What's his record against Zach Wilson?
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
21, Bills defense, first. 22, Bills defense, sixth. 2023, Bills defense. Ninth. All those years, Bills offense, top five each year. How many Super Bowls does he got?
Do you think that in 22 he could have beat Daniel Jones and Brock Purdy?
No, forget about that. He just gave you a top-ranked defense with a top-ranked offense.
Do you think that facing Patrick Mahomes has anything to do with it, or we're just going to pretend he doesn't exist? He's also a bum, right? Yeah.
No, he's perfect. Pat Mahomes' defense 23, second. Every year after that, his defense below 10. Ninth, 11th, 27th, and 16th. He got it done. How come Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, them couldn't get it done?
Mahomes is great. Mahomes is great.
Well, Burrow beat Mahomes. You just lost in the Super Bowl.
Before I get up out. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Nothing.
Yeah,
matters.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Last thing before I get off the phone real quick.
Yeah.
They keep talking. They keep talking about this elite club and all that and everything about that. Jalen Hurts is in that club. Jalen Hurts don't care about that club. They ain't even been in Jalen Hurts club. I mean, in my Tornado Shapiro voice, it was Jalen Hurts. It was Pat Mahomes. It was Matt Stafford. It was Ike Reese. At the party, I ain't see Josh Allen.
It was Jeff Stop, Jeff Hostetler. It was Jim Plunkett.
They had Snoop Dogg at the party performing Ice. They had Jay-Z there. They had all the Lil Wayne. They had Josh Allen in the party. They had freaking Doja Cat playing in Madonna and stuff like that. Whack behind party. Somebody won't go to that party. They won't be in the elite party. Hold up.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's in that party, too.
Yeah. There you go. All right. We are in Delaware.
Yep.
Well, almost in Delaware.
Yeah.
Almost
no, we're not in Delaware. We're actually in Maryland.
I know, but I drove past the University of Delaware on the way down here. Yeah. I started thinking about Flacco.
UD!
Flacco.
Blue Hens?
Yes, Blue Hens. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exit and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Fran at the Chesapeake Inn.
Yep. He was moving quick today, though. Yeah. I got to give Fran credit.
He actually might have broken a sweat.
Yep.
He might have broken a sweat. He didn't appreciate I was making fun of him the entire time, but he got around to it.
Fran's going
to
need a drink.
Yeah,
I think,
Fran needs a beer. Yep. Fran needs a beer after this one.
What's next?
Today's one of those shows where I could just burp into the mic for 4 hours and he'd get cheers and people yelling,
Ike Juice!
Mark and Motko.
Hey, man.
You're really good, though.
What's next?
You know what? I'm just going to jump into the Chesapeake. Spike's general attitude all day today.
Am I giving off that vibe?
Well, when the text is written, you were. You've picked it back up.
Yeah.
In the last two hours. But the first 2 hours, you certainly you were looking at the Chesapeake with happily.
Here's what happens. When we have the technical difficulties, what starts going through my head is this going to work or is it not going to work? Because if it's not going to work, we're going to have to drive to Philadelphia.
I know.
You know, and I need that decision made.
Yeah, and to his credit, I heard that Rod was stressed back in the studio.
Good.
And I haven't seen him stressed ever.
Good.
But it seems like he was a little bit tight, Buzz said. Buzz, you can attest to that. They're all in your studio hounding you.
Oh, there was a whole powwow in here, like five people.
Good.
Chris didn't like my joke, I heard, which is disappointing. It's just a joke.
I knew that wasn't going to go over well.
What's next?
Oh, no. Did I do that? Chris Sims cackling in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, no.
He likes us.
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah, he loves us, man.
He does give off such an evil, like...
He loves the clicks.
Yeah, he's in on it.
Yeah. It's like every time when he's about to say something about Jalen, it's almost like he goes, watch this.
Yep.
You know? what's next?
Let's see how they respond to this.
Yep.
Spike could have been our Mormon missile. Those people who tried to recruit Spike into Mormonism.
They did. I could have been a Mormon missile.
Somebody tried to recruit you?
Yeah, when I was in college. My best friend was Mormon.
Yeah, almost Mormon.
Yep.
The Spike Eskin story.
Did you tell the story on the air?
I did.
Last week.
Yep.
Was I here?
Yeah, you were here the whole time.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. The Jimmer Fredette of the Syracuse University.
Yep. What's next?
Beginning to think Ike is just saying hollow words now when he says, I'll definitely be back. Dining under the stars in media.
I think you wanted to be back.
I do.
But there's this whole thing of like actually dragging your ass out of getting Ike to go over the bridge twice in one day.
Yeah, come on, man.
Impossible.
Yeah, it's six times in 1 week. It was I got to make a Saturday trip or a Sunday trip.
Yep.
And the dining under the stars, I am coming. I still got the summer.
Yep. Got the whole
it's
summer.
It's not over with yet.
No. Got the whole summer hasn't even officially started. Or has it? No, I don't think it has.
No, it's still spring.
Yeah, what's next?
Coming through. Watch your feet. Cowboy Jim inexplicably pushing a drink cart in the audience.
Speaking of which, before we get to leading off, Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Oh, here we go.
Get your knees out of the aisle. Get your elbows out of the aisle. I'm coming through. Watch out. Ike Reese on Chris Sims. I hate Chris Sims. I hate him. The only reason he has a job is because of his father, just like Spike. Oop, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry, Spike. Oh, my God. I love Troy. I love Troy Aikman, but Troy would never be down at a restaurant right now. PPE's got like 10 homes. I should be on Monday Night Football. Oh, the pain, the agony. Goodbye, losers.
There it is.
There it is.
In and out. He knows it. By the way, he's probably 50 feet from us.
Yeah,
right
I was going to say, imagine having to listen to that twice.
And then look him in the eye.
I actually heard that off the air first.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.